Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa head boys basketball coach Joel Price. And, Coach, a couple of games to talk about here on the slate. Let's go back to your contest on January 18th against Garner-Hayfield Ventura, and a close game that is pretty close throughout, but GHV able to win there at the end, 65-58. What do you think of the game, Coach?
Yeah, it was a good game. And Garner kind of evenly matched this year, I thought. Matched up real well against them. Our game plan was try to pound the ball inside down to our center, Jameson Krimsmeyer, a little bit, try to get a little high-low action and maybe open up some driving lanes. They came out, and, man, they shoot the ball well. I think they went 9 of 19 from three-point line, and normally Garner's not. This year they haven't been the best three-point shooters, whatever, and that's 47%. That's incredible. But, they jumped on us there, and we battled back and made a game of it and end up losing at the end.
Coach, how much do those kind of game plans go into games? Obviously, you know, as you mentioned, you weren't you kind of had a game plan for them, and they kind of, outdid what you're expecting from them. So how often in the game of basketball is that kind of the case and the difference of the games?
Oh, it happens all the time. It seems like you get ready for something and, something else happens. And, they got a senior, Mason Graham. He's a very good shooter and hasn't been shooting the ball probably that well over the whole year this year. Last year he shot a lot better, and he really come out. I think he was 5 of 9 from three-pointers, and a lot of them were in the corners, and just we didn't close out good enough on them. But yeah, you get ready for something on game planning, and it seems like something else changes all the time.
And Coach, talking now on your next contest against 4A Cities, you guys traveled to 4A City, and the Indians are able to get the best of you in that contest.
Yeah, they outmatched us big time there. They jumped on us right away. I think they had a 10-point lead after the first quarter and then stretched it to a 20-point lead probably by halftime. And they just did not let off the throttle again. I mean, they shot over 60% from field goal range, and that's just absolutely incredible. But we were, we had a hard time stopping them from driving and getting good looks. And then and if we did, they'd kick it out for three. They shot over 40% from three. And we actually shot more field goals than them. I think we shot 57 field goals to their 52. But when we shot 20% to their 60. So you're not going to win too many games shooting 20%. So that was kind of the difference of the game there. They big time. I think they had almost 20 more rebounds than us or so. So it was that kind of a game.
And Coach, with that, you guys move on to your next contest, and your next contest is against North Union, a team just down the road a little bit, and maybe a little rivalry between North Iowa and North Union. That comes on January 22nd at your home place, and North Union able to win that game 71-50.
Yeah, that's how we played them, pretty tough. North Union, they're 14-2, I believe the record is. They played really well. Another team that had a great night shooting against us, almost 50% from three-pointers and over 40% from twos. I think they had 8 guys over 7 points, so they've spread the ball around really good. There's nobody selfish on that team. I think they had over 20 assists on the team, so they move the ball around so good. It's hard to defend them when they got 8 guys that can put up double figures at any time.
And Coach, with your next contest, is against West Hancock, and it's the next night out First of all, you know, sometimes it's nice to kind of get back into action the next night after a loss, and you guys are right there, but West Hancock squeaks out a one-point victory over you guys.
Yeah, we ended up going overtime with them. It was back and forth the whole game. Played them tough. We shot the ball maybe a little bit better, especially from three-point range. Shot over 30% there. I came down to the end of regulation. I think we had a tie game. Drew up a play to get it inside down to our center, Jameson Krimsmeyer, and I don't know. He went up against three guys, kind of got blocked and a lot of body and stuff, but nothing was called. Ended up going to overtime, and West Hancock got us by one.
And, Coach, after that close contest, you guys take on Northwood Kensett and Belmont Columbia. A lot of games in a short amount of time, Coach. Trying to battle through all those games in this short amount of time.
Well, Northwood one got moved to February 6th, so we didn't play that. But, yeah, it's tough with these boys when, you know, my five starters I have right now, I got two seniors and three juniors, and my next two guys off the bench are freshmen. And it's for freshmen to jump up in varsity and play key moments all the time, it's a big difference from, you know, jumping from middle school to or junior high to varsity level right off the bat. Our depth kind of killed us all year. You know, it seems like we always got one key guy that gets in foul trouble. Last night we had two guys, Brendan Price and Broken Green Sky, that hardly played a minute in the second quarter. They both had three fouls, so they had to sit there, and they had to sit a little bit. Brendan had to sit quite a bit in the third quarter, too, because he picked up his fourth fairly quick. Just key moments like that are tough. It's tough when you only have about seven players you can play.
And, Coach, let's talk about your contest. From last night, you guys take on Belmont Columbia. Tell us how that one went.
That one, they jumped on us right away. Another team that shoots, they're a really young team. I think their whole starting lineup's freshmen and sophomores. So they play really well for how young they are. They've been getting better every game. They came out and just were on fire. I don't know if they missed maybe one three-pointer. In the first quarter, they jumped out to 25-7 lead on us right off the bat. And I think at halftime, we're down by 20. Second, we had a good talk at halftime. Really stepped up our defense second half by, I think, 2-3 minutes left in third quarter. We got it whittled down to 6 points. We got down to six, and that's the best we could do. Seemed like they're right at 6 points. I know there was a shot clock violation that didn't get called. Somehow it got reset on us, which would have been a key stop. And went down. We had a couple of nice open looks, and they didn't drop. So then we had to play the foul game. So end up losing that one.
And, Coach, you guys will end the season, as you mentioned. You'll make up the Northwood game. You also have Lake Mills, Eagle Grove, and Bishop Garrigan. What has your team got to do to try to find a couple of wins here to close out before the postseason starts?
Yeah, it'll be a tough week next week. I mean, both Lake Mills is a really good team. They're 16-1, probably, you know, right up there with North Union as one of the, you know, two top teams in our conference. They just got back another player. So, they're a tough team, so we'll have to play a perfect game to match up with them Monday. Friday, we got Eagle Grove at home, so at least we got them at home. Hopefully they got three main scorers, so if we can do a good job on them three guys, maybe we can sneak a win there. So hopefully the boys come ready to play, you know, two games is a lot better than having, you know, we've been stacked with three games, sometimes even four games in a week. So, you know, we'll have at least three practices next week to get ready for Eagle Grove on Friday.
All righty, Coach. Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate you talking with us this morning. And best of luck the rest of the season. We'll talk to you one more time as the postseason gets going here in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's North Iowa head boys basketball coach Joel Price.